Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Today it's the 25th of June. This is the Armor Report. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal. A lot to get to today. This is our risk-off action alert. So we are, as always, using algorithms to create our algorithmic risk management research. That's what ARMR stands for. And you can always access your complimentary copies of the ARMR report. We come out once a month with these reports. You can find it on our website, which is rosenthalcapital.com. And of course, please follow us on Twitter at Brett Rosenthal, BRETROSENTHAL, for updates throughout the day and month on ARMR created investment information or decisions, if you will. So whenever we get actionable information using our algorithms that we feel can help during the day, we try to get on Twitter and share it. So without further ado, let's get into today's activity. And really, let's start with last week's activity. If you followed us on Twitter, you would know that last week we were out there calling for caution in the markets. We, on the 21st of June, exited or had a risk-off signal for our S&P positions. We booked a profit in that position. We were buying the S&P back on May 7th. That call, we came in at 266.57 on SPY, and we were exiting that position, the final piece of that position, on the 21st at a price up around the 275 area. So we had a nice, over a month-long risk-on opportunity. And so, you can use this risk management research and algorithms to help you as an investor put capital to work and know when to reduce your exposure and reduce your risk. So early May was the time to get aggressive and put capital to work. And we had all of our indexes that we follow, the Dow, the NASDAQ 100, the small cap index, the mid cap index, all telling us it was time to add risk to the portfolio. And then what started to happen after that time, and by the way, you could do that in your portfolio, depends on the type of investor you are. We have different model portfolios here. One portfolio we run only buys the indexes and group ETFs. That's it, no individual stocks. And then we have other portfolios where we buy indexes and group ETFs and individual stocks. And so depending on the type of investor you want to be, using algorithmic risk management research can improve your results. Just if you look at it from a traditional strategy of investing in individual equities, having done fundamental research, the two dovetail nicely. What you want to do is wait for the opportunities to put the capital to work when the reward from that entry is worth the risk you're taking. And algorithms can help you do that using statistics and probabilities. And so in early May, the algorithms are saying, okay, now is the time for you to put capital to work. And what you can do is look into your portfolio, or we have a whiteboard here at our office, and we have our favorite fundamentally researched companies that we want to own on that whiteboard. And when we get an algorithmic signal that tells us it's time to put capital to work, we spend the rest of our day and evening and into the next morning figuring out where we want to go with capital when it comes to individual investments, and then we put money to work. And we spoke about this on our last podcast on Monday. We talked about how we were committing capital aggressively to Twitter in early May. And, of course, Twitter stock is up something like 40-50% from that entry point. dramatically outperforming the S&P. So if you're very conservative, you can just buy the S&P, buy the Dow, buy the NASDAQ 100 using algorithms, and you would be booking a profit in here. If you want to be a little more of a risk taker, and you go down the curve and you're buying individual equities, then of course you've got greater reward when the entry is correct. And if you've done your homework correctly, you're buying the right names and you get paid. Now, we also tweeted out aggressively last week that it was time to protect capital that were industrial related. We were risk off on the Dow. DIA is the ETF you can track the Dow. Risk off on the 19th of June. Okay, so that was 2 days before the S&P told you there was something wrong. The Dow was the first index to tell you something's wrong with the market. Time to reduce your risk. How do you use that? Again, you look at your portfolio, and depending on the type of investor you are, you can book some profits. You can reduce exposure in industrial names. You can look at your portfolio and say, hey, you know what? Had some big runs in these stocks. Why don't we take 25% off the top? Let's just take a little profit in here. This show is all about helping you understand how to put algorithms to work in your portfolio to improve your investment results by simply being on the right side of probabilities and statistics. A lot of the times when you hear people talk about algorithms, they like to make them seem very scientific, very, very, requiring of an MIT degree. It really isn't that confusing. It doesn't have to be that difficult. You do have to know how to program the algorithm correctly. I guess that secret sauce is difficult. And that's something I've committed my whole life to. So certainly you need some abilities there. But when it comes to literally applying the use of algorithms to your portfolio, it's not that hard. It doesn't have to be automated. The computer doesn't have to do it on its own. You can run money that way. We certainly do at our shop here. We have some capital committed, to algorithms that run on their own. But you can also use the algorithm to help you know when to put risk out and when to take risk off. And the time to put risk out was early May, and the time to start taking risk off was last week. And so when you ran headlong into the market collapse this morning, NASDAQ's down over 2%, Dow down over 1%, every index is down over 1% today, and individual stocks are down a lot more, you should have been reducing your exposure last week. And we'll help you do it. I mean, I know this is a new way to commit capital. It's a new tool in the world we live in today. But since 2008 and the crisis in banking and a change in the way money was run and the rise of the machines, you really need a tool like this to take the emotion out of your decision-making process. Because there are so many algorithms written that are designed to take advantage of human emotion. And so what you need is to have an algorithm on your side. And then it becomes, a lot easier to put capital to work and a lot easier to book profits. Two of the biggest issues when it comes to putting capital to work and booking profits are the basic human emotions of fear and greed. When it's time to put capital to work, you're too afraid to do it, and it's hard to pull the trigger. And when it's time to book profits, you say, how could I do that now? I'm making so much money. This is fantastic. I don't want to take anything off the table. And yet the algorithms start telling you, time to book profits, time to book profits. We were booking profits on the S&P and the Dow last week. But we also had some exits in the small cap and the mid cap index. Right around these prices. Well, a little bit higher, Ellie. A little bit higher. But right around these prices. Then so let's jump to today's action. I promise you we discuss what the algorithms are saying right now. So last week we had the Dow and the S&P going to cash. And forgive me for repeating, but I just think it helps to understand the process. When we say going to cash, when we say risk off, you have to ask yourself, what type of investor am I and how do I want to apply this algorithmic risk management research? If you're a trader, you're literally selling any S&P and Dow positions, booking profits across the board in those type of assets. And you may still have your small mid-cap and NASDAQ positions on, but you're raising the S&P and Dow out of the portfolio. If you're a long-term investor, if you fancy yourself a buy and hold guy, then you take that information and you say, okay, where do I want to pare back? Here's my core position. I'm not selling X. I have 10% of my portfolio in Microsoft. Okay, I'm always going to carry 2.5% of my portfolio Microsoft long term because I think it's going to be a big winner in the next 5 years, just like it was the last five. Okay, I'm not here to change your opinion on how to run your own personal money. But what I am saying is when we have major risk off signals in big indexes, you look at that Microsoft position and you say, well, is it up? Is it at a point when we see these risk-off signals for you to book, I don't know, 25% profit, 50% of your profit? Maybe you go from a 10% to a 5% position. It gets you on the right side of the market. It frees your mind to think clearly because you booked profits higher. Then as the market comes down, you can add that position back into your portfolio if you want. Or you can spread that capital out to other investments you've been looking to purchase. Once you get into this rhythm of buying the weakness using the algorithms and selling the strength, the whole investing process becomes much more fluid, much more comfortable. It's much easier to make a decision. I'm trying to help you free up your mind so you can make the right investment decisions based on fundamentals. If you can smooth out the risk in the portfolio over time. And once you start getting into this process and booking profits last week when the market's running towards highs and everyone's excited and you're boom, you're booking 0.25% of your portfolio, your profits in a position, or 50% of your profits in a position. And then the market's down big today. Instead of being sick about it, or instead of burying your head in the sand and pretending it doesn't matter, when we all know at the end of the day you look in the mirror and your portfolio's down 2%, it does matter. You could pretend it doesn't. You could say, I'm a buy and hold guy, I'm going to wait 5 years. But how did that feel in 2008? Okay? Nobody likes that feeling. Self-deception is very dangerous. We'll save that for another podcast. But what I will say is if you get into the rhythm of using risk management algorithms, you'll get on the right side of the trade and you'll be able to free up your mind and make investments correctly. So today we're down, we see across the board, markets down big. Action alert. This is the action alert we talked about on our Twitter feed today, at Brett Rosenthal, BrettRosenthal. We are now risk off on all five major indexes. The Dow and the S&P last week, the NASDAQ 100, small cap index, and the mid cap index today. And let me tell you something, we're booking significant profits, the biggest being in the small cap index. Paid about, just to give you an example, 157.07 was the entry price on the risk-on basis for the small cap index. IWM is the symbol on the 7th of May. We're exiting said position at 164.46. Okay. And during that time period, what that really meant was, look, you could actually just trade this asset. Okay, but there's different ways to play this, okay? And we do it differently in our portfolio. You could literally just buy IWM. You have a 5% return in a little over a month and a half. You could also buy UWM, which is the index, the ETF that gives you twice the performance of IWM. So instead of being up 4 or 5%, you're going to be up 10%. So you could put your a certain portion of your portfolio's capital into the small cap index. You can be conservative and just buy IWM. You could be aggressive and buy UWM, or you can go into small cap stocks. You can find your favorite names. You got a whiteboard. Here are my favorite small cap names. You use your whatever tools you use to take your positions. And when they pass mustard, you go put your capital to work in those individual names. And you would have a phenomenal month. But you would be taking the risk out now. Same holds true for the mid-cap index. And, of course, the NASDAQ 100 had a huge run. And if you're following us, you can follow live updates on our website, the homepage, rosendahlcapital.com, and you'll see exactly how we're situated. And we wrote back around the 7th of May that you could own the NASDAQ 100, but what we had done is we've put a portfolio together in our model portfolio of our favorite five ETFs that were technology related. And truth be told, those ETFs had a performance that was greater than the NASDAQ 100. And probably the number one case being ARKW, which is a Web 2.0 ETF, or SOCL, social, which is a social media ETF. So you could find your favorite technology ETFs, or you could just buy the NASDAQ 100. And again, you could buy QLD, which is the ETF which gives you twice the performance of the NASDAQ 100. However you want to apply the algorithmic risk management research, what you would be doing is buying these assets in early May, and you would now be back into cash. If you're a buy and holder again, if you're trying to be a long-term investor and deal with the vicious swings of this particular market, then what we would do with this algorithmic risk management information is reduce exposure, cut your losers, book profits, partial profits at the very least, in your winners. So you have a cash cushion to put the capital back to work wherever the next algorithmic entry point is. And that algorithmic entry point will be based on reward versus risk. The reward was big early May if you put capital to work. That's what the algorithm was saying. The risk is always pretty much the same. We put a position on, we know where our stop loss is, so we know what we're risking. And the way to be a successful investor and a successful trader is to only put that capital to risk when the reward is significant enough. And this is what algorithms help you understand and do. So early May, the reward was there. That's why we were putting positions on. It doesn't – look, algorithms are not crystal balls. It doesn't mean the market goes up every time we have a risk on, and it doesn't mean this market has to collapse now that we have a risk off. It may not collapse. It may just go sideways in here. It might whip back and forth, and we could have another risk on signal in a week for all I know. But what the algorithm tries to do, and over a long period of time, statistically speaking, it's very successful at it, is it helps you expose your capital, the maximum amount of exposure you want at the risk on signals, and it helps you reduce capital exposure and reduces as much as you want when the risk is too large and the reward from these areas is too small. So that's the end of the action alert today. I hope it's been informative for you. I hope it's helped you. To wrap up, I'll just repeat all five of the major indexes, the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ 100, the mid-cap index, and small cap, now are in a risk-off position based on the Armor Reports algorithms. Now is a time to be very cautious. And I'm sure some of you out there are wondering, does it mean we jump in and start shorting right now? And the answer is no, and I can address that next Monday on our next call. We could discuss when we would look to start shorting. It doesn't mean you can't short, you know, feel free. But from an algorithm standpoint, this risk-off signal just means we raise cash at this point, take a deep breath, enjoy the success of the last month and a half, maybe take the morning tomorrow and go fishing. Then come back at it, see how the market unfolds, and depending on how it unfolds, we'll either be committing capital long again or we'll be looking to set up shorts. And I will share that information with you. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll let you know when we're doing either. You can also follow us on our website, the live updates. We put it right there at the end of each day or sometimes during the day. If there's a major change and we can get to it, we try to update the website as soon as possible so you can see what our stance is and, you know, whether or not we're risk on or risk off in these big indexes. So I wish you all the best of luck this week investing. There's one takeaway. It would be careful. This is a dangerous market. And I will speak to you all next week. Have a good night.